Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana women's soccer head coach Amy Burberry checks in with us. They get ready for the Hoosier Challenge Cup this weekend with Cal Poly and Clemson coming to town to kick off their regular season.
We're in a good place. We're pretty healthy for the most part. I think the kids did a really good job in the off season, which started way back in January. We let them go after finals in May, and they worked very hard, and you can really see it. That huge class we had last year of freshmen are now a year older, a year wiser, a little bit stronger. So you can definitely tell the difference in them. And we've just grown as a group.
You have a very familiar group. Does that familiarity help you get ahead in the preseason?
You know, I think it does. That was one of the things that was our big hope. Going through the spring, treating that as our preseason, and just talking about when we get back in August and get back to work for those 9 sessions before that exhibition game, are we going to have to reteach? And I can confidently say, details here and there we've gone through, but we didn't have to reteach the big concepts, which was huge.
Who has stuck out as some of your leaders in your 9 practices leading up to the season?
Well, you know, we do only have 2 seniors, but they're 2 of the best leaders that we do have within the group. They've learned quite a bit over the last 4 years of ups and downs, and, you know, they've taken pride in themselves of becoming the best players that they can be. You know, we tell them, take care of yourself first, but they also take care of things on and off the field. So Kylie Kirk and Kayla Smith coming in as a huge part of this 2017 season. A young one, Allison Jordan, is a sophomore, great leader on and off the field, has really immersed herself in trying to take part in some of the younger players, kind of reaching out to them.
The Hoosier Challenge Cup kicks off 7:30 on Friday night. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Where Indiana's linebacking core gets plenty of attention, cornerbacks coach Brandon Shelby has a star player in Rashard Fant and a deep stable for the upcoming season.
He's a very intelligent young man off the field, and so he does a great job of studying the playbook. And the great thing about it, we got 2 young freshmen who are really good, and for them to learn under him, I think it's going to do those guys wonders. Raheem Lane and Damian Hunt, going to be guys you're going to see here this season, and they're going to be great players for us. For the first time in a long time, we guys had some depth. We got a lot of guys who have a lot of playing experience, and so thus far they did a good job of coming back with knowing the defense and playing hard and playing well. So right now, excited about what we got going on. No issues at this point. Well, the great thing about it in year 2, those guys who've had some playing experience, they kind of know all the checks, and now we can start learning where other people go instead of just knowing your job. And so having better communication, things like that, having guys that have some experience really elevates our whole secondary. And so it's great to have. We've been wanting it, and we finally kind of got it. Well, we just need to sharpen up and make sure the little things, you know, they're going to go fast and have a whole lot of formations. And we got to do a great job of having the checks and everybody being on the same page. And so with about a week and a half out, that's what you kind of start working on now, so that the young guys, when they go out there, they're not surprised by anything.
Everybody plays spread these days. You have to have depth, don't you?
Yeah. With so much hurry up, those offenses leaving those guys on the field and they're running goal balls all over the place, you got to have some corners to come in there and play. And over the years, we haven't had that. You see that at the end of the season when people wear down. And so hopefully this year, we can keep those guys healthy and we can get a rotation where everybody can get in there and help it so that we can be fresh going into the fourth quarter.
Having experience, having depth, and having a star player, that's not a bad combination, and that's what Brandon Shelby has in IU's defensive backfield. Opening night is August 31st. The Ohio State Buckeyes are in town, 8 p.m. on ESPN. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.